Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Chof, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yotes on the base at the Mishnah, the second wide line. Says the Mishnah, Eim Aftirin Acha Pesach Afi Koimen. The Mishnah teaches us that after we finish the Suda with the Korban Pesach, we should not have afterwards the Afi Koimen. And as we're going to learn immediately, says the Gemara, what does that mean? My afikoyman. What is it meant when the Mishnah says that when we finish the Suda, we should not have the afikoyman? Omar Rav. So Rav says that the definition, what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that shloyakru mechabura. They should not get up after eating the Korban Pesach. The people who participated in the Korban Pesach should not leave their group to go lechabura to eat elsewhere. Even though the intent of eating elsewhere is not in order to eat the Korban Pesach, it's even just to eat other foods, but the Mishnah is teaching us that one should not leave where he ate the Korban Pesach to go eat elsewhere, because the reason is, because if we're going to allow you to go elsewhere to eat, you may come to eat from the Korban Pesach in another place as well. And as we learned earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Pei Vav, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two different places. And because of that, the Mishnah says, don't leave the place where you were to go elsewhere, because we're concerned that if we're going to allow you to go elsewhere, you may come to eat the Korban Pesach. Somewhere else. And as we learned in the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav, that this reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that says that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two different groups. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. He says not only may you not go elsewhere after eating the Korban Pesach to eat elsewhere, but even where you ate, you're not allowed to eat anything after having eaten the Korban Pesach. Kigoin, or Deloy Lee, Shmuel, each one of them gave examples of what they personally did. And Shmuel says, I used to eat different types of mushrooms after the Korban Pesach, and therefore I may not eat that after the Afikoyman. Guzlayu, Abba, my Rav used to eat Abba. We know Shmuel used to call Rav Abba. Two pshatim that we always quote. One pshat is that was his real name, but of course nobody called him by his real name besides his dear friend and colleague Shmuel. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that Abba is a term of endearment, and they were such good friends. That's why he called him Abba. And he says Rav used to eat geese, delicate chicken, delicate poultry for dessert. And that's why they may not be eaten after Korban Pesach. And the definition, according to them, of afikoman is afiku mini, that the minig was that after eating the Korban Pesach, they would eat different types of foods, different types of desserts. And the Mishnah is teaching us that one may not eat anything afterward. Rav Chanina Basha, and in other words, explains the Levush, the way to understand the Mishnah is that Eim Aftirin Acha Pesach Afikoyman, that the matzah that's eaten for the Afikoyman, the Korban Pesach that's eaten, is Afikumani. That is the dessert. That is the last food that should be eaten on this night. No other food may be eaten afterwards on the night of Pesach. V'chanina Bashila, Rabbi Yochan Amru, Kigoy Tamarim, dates, Kloyus V'agoyzim, different types of nuts. All of them were used as dessert, and the Mishnah is teaching us that they may not be eaten after the Korban Pesach. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, and the Braisa supports this opinion, because the Braisa says, Eim Aftirin Acha Pesach, Kigoyin Tamarim, Kloyus V'agoyzim. So we just had this Machloikus in the Gemara. What is Pshat in the Gemara? What is Pshat in the Mishnah? According to Rav, the Mishnah is teaching us that you may eat different foods after eating the Karm Pesach. But what the Mishnah is teaching us is that even though you may eat different foods, you may not go elsewhere. And according to Shmuel, you're not allowed to eat anything after you eat the word, after you eat Afikoyman. And actually, the Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel will have bearing on what is the definition of the word Afikoyman. According to Rav, the definition of the word Afikoyman is Afikumanu, that after you mono the kalim, that after eating the Karm Pesach, you have to be careful not to take your kalim elsewhere. According to Shmuel, that you're not allowed to eat even when you ate the Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything else. You're not allowed to eat after you ate it. The definitions are fikumini, that you're not allowed to take out different foods to eat after you've eaten the Karm Pesach. So we explained that according to Rav, you're not allowed to go elsewhere. Because, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, we learned the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if the Karm Pesach may be eaten in two different places, can you eat the Karm Pesach partially in one place and partially in another place? And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, since in the Karm Pesach may not be eaten in two places, and therefore, explains the Rashbam, that according to Rav, to the Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach in two different places, that's why we don't allow you to go elsewhere after eating the Karm Pesach. For Chazal, we're concerned that you may come to eat the Karm Pesach in two different places, which, as we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is usur. The Rebbeinu David, however, says that our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, because he explains that the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is regarding eating the Karm Pesach in two places. As we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Osir, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's Mutter. But everybody agrees that you can't eat the Karm Pesach in two Chaburis, and therefore, that's why Rav and our Mishnah could be even following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And Rav was concerned that you may go from one Chabura to another Chabura, which even Rabbi Shimon would hold it's Osir. But according to Rav, we explained that you will be allowed to eat other foods in the place that you ate the Karm Pesach, because it's the Karm Pesach that may not be eaten in two different places. But Rav will agree that after eating the Karm Pesach, you could eat other foods. I sort of the Mefarshim ask, we've learned so many times that the Karm Pesach is nechal ala soiva. The Karm Pesach is only eaten when you're full. So if you're already full, how could you eat anything after eating the Karm Pesach? Say the Mefarshim, that those two halachas are not contradictory. You could sometimes eat something when you're full and still have room for something else. On the other hand, Shmuel holds that you may not eat anything after eating the Karm Pesach. And the reason will be, as we just explained, that since the halach is that the Karm Pesach may only be eaten ala soiva, the Karm Pesach should be eaten ala soiva, and therefore, if we're going to start allowing you to eat foods after the Karm Pesach, you may come to eat the Karm Pesach even when you're not, even not properly on the Karm Soiva. Another pshat that I saw the Ramban suggests, that why Shmuel wanted nothing to be eaten after the Karm Pesach, because it says that everything we do on the night of the Pesach has to follow a Seder, it has to follow a specific order, and the order requires that the Karm Pesach be eaten at the end of the meal. So if we're going to allow you to eat foods after the Karm Pesach, then that's not the order that's supposed to be followed on the night of Karm Pesach. The Malamor, following that same type of reasoning, says that Chazal wanted, as we know, that after eating the Karm Pesach, you're supposed to eat that. You're supposed to say Hallel. And Chazal wanted us to say the Hallel with the taste of the Karm Pesach in our mouth. So we're going to eat different foods after eating the Karm Pesach. We won't be able to accomplish that. So says the Rashbam, as far as Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, we don't have the Karm Pesach, but says the Rashbam that the matzah that we eat for Afikoyman, that is supposed to be eaten also as the last food, and he says that that matzah that we ate is a zeicher for the Karban Pesach, and since it's a zeicher for the Karban Pesach, the same halacha that applies by the Karban Pesach would apply by the afikayim of the matzah that we eat at the end of the meal, and because it's a zeicher l'Pesach, and since it's zeicher l'Pesach, that's not the matzah according to Ramban at least that we mekayim the mitzvah of mechilas matzah, but it is that we eat Zeichel Karban Pesach, and since we eat it Zeichel Karban Pesach, it should be treated like the Karban Pesach. The Rashbam, however, holds that the Kezayis Matzah that's eaten for Afikoyman, that is the matzah with which we mekayim the chiv of eating matzah on the night of Pesach. The Rashbam asks, if that's the matzah that we mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on the night of Pesach, so why don't we make the mitzvah of al bachilas matzah by the matzah that we eat before the suda, if that's really not the matzah that we're mekayim the mitzvah with? So he says that we have to say that the matzah that we eat before the seder is the beginning of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and it's concluded with the last kazayis that we eat after the suda. So if that's the case, asked the Rosh, so the maror and charoisis should also be eaten with that matzah, if that's the proper, if that's the real mitzvah's matzah. And therefore, they disagree. The Rosh, we said other Rishonim, the Ramban, and they paskin that the real chil of matzah we fulfill with the matzah that we eat before the suda. And this matzah that we eat after the suda, what we know as afikoyman, is that Zeichel Pesach, and as we just said, because it's Zeichel Pesach, so just like nothing should be eaten after Karban Pesach, nothing should be eaten after this Afikoyman, which is Zeichel Karban Pesach. I saw an interesting shaila, that if we're learning now that we're not supposed to eat anything after we eat Afikoyman, what's going to be of some, what is the Afikoyman? What's going to be the halacha if somebody forgot to make a bracha al achilat matzah when he ate the matzah at the proper time in the Seder, before the Shulchan Aruch, and now he comes to eat the afikoyman matzah, and he realizes that he did not make an achilat matzah, can he still make the achilat matzah? And the basis of the shaila is, as we've discussed many times, after one fulfills a mitzvah, it's too late to make a bracha. But while somebody's fulfilling the mitzvah, he could still make a bracha. So if we're going to say that the matzah that we eat for afikoyman is like the Rashbam suggests, certainly part of the mitzvah's matzah, and the way the Rashbam seemed to learn, it's the main achilas matzah, so then presumably you should be able to make the bracha. If, on the other hand, we learn that the achilas matzah, that the matzah that we eat for afikoyman is, as we quoted the other Rishonim, only zeichah l'karban Pesach, so now it's too late to make the achilas matzah. So he says that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says that we can rely that as long as we're eating matzah on the night of Pesach, that's part of the mitzvah of matzah. And since that's part of the mitzvah, the halacha is that you could make the brach. So you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, and since you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, you could still make the bracha. So here we're learning that ein maftir nacha pesach afikoyman, and certainly according to the opinion of Shmuel, the afikoyman is zeichel karban Pesach, and just like by the karban Pesach, we weren't allowed to eat after the karban Pesach. Here too, we're not allowed to eat after karban Pesach. And actually, even according to Rav's interpretation, there's a strong connection between the afikoyman that can't be eaten, that you shouldn't eat afterwards, and everything else. So if it's zeichel karban Pesach, so we've learned in this mesechta, the halach is that there's a very serious, we're still going to discuss it, that one may not leave over any of the carbon Pesach. Leaving over from the carbon Pesach is a question of noiser. Yet, there are those that have a minig to leave over a piece of the afikomen matzah. They say, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Mikol Tzara Hatzileni, and we take the first letters of the words Mikol Tzara Hatzileni, it's matzah. The matzah is a skula for shmira against anything bad happening to the person. And there are other sources that teach us that matzah is, the Zohar is, teaches us that matzah was a skula for shmira. And in fact, I saw that the Taz in a Sefer Divrei David says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, one of the reasons that they had matzah in their knapsacks, he says, was because as they were leaving Mitzrayim, as we know, they needed a tremendous shmira, and the matzah that they carried in the knapsack served as that shmira. So now the question is, but if we're learning, as particularly the way most Rishonim learn, that matzah is zeichel karban Pesach, so if matzah is zeichel karban Pesach, so just shouldn't halacha be that we're not allowed to leave over any matzah? But the Paiskim say that, and therefore there's some Paiskim, I saw from the Sefer Mishnah Socher, that they should, that you should not leave over any matzah. Those that do, obviously are of the opinion that it's only Zecher, the Karm Pesach, it's not the actual Karm Pesach, and therefore the strictness involved in leaving over from Karm Pesach, the issue of Neusser, would not apply to the Afikoyman. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudum Shmuel, Ein Maftirin Achimachim, after eating the matzah, you may not eat any, for afikomen, you may not eat anything else. Tanan, asked the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Eim Aftirin, Acha Pesach afikomen, so isn't that, presumably that means, Acha Pesach udaloi, that after the Karm Pesach, one may not eat. Avo la'acha matzah, after eating the matzah, one may eat. So of course the question is, that, if we're saying that the matzah zechel karm Pesach, why is the Mishnah, what's pshat in the Gemara's question? So the answer that the Rishonim say is that by the karm Pesach, we quoted Rishonim a moment ago saying this, there's a special point that we want the tam, the taste of the karm Pesach, to be in our mouth after we eat the karm Pesach. But by matzah, there is no point that we necessarily want to have that taste in our mouth. So if there's no point that we necessarily want to have that taste in our mouth, why does the halacha apply by the matzah that's eaten for afikomen? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the braisa is differently. Certainly after eating matzah, one may not eat anything else that night. The loinofish tamayu. Matzah doesn't have such a strong taste. And certainly if you're going to eat other foods after eating the matzah, we're concerned you're going to lose that taste. Avel acha Pesach. When it comes after the Karm Pesach, the nofish tamayu, it's meat. It has a much stronger taste. V'loi matzah buri, and doesn't leave your mouth that quickly. Less lamba. And therefore perhaps the halacha ought to be that you're allowed to eat after the Karm Pesach. Kamash malon, that even after Karm Pesach, one may not eat. Name him Sile. So Gemara wants to bring a raya to this point, because the Tosefta teaches us, the Pasuk teaches us, we learned earlier, the Lechem Oini, that the Karm Pesach, the matzah sits in the Lechem Oinim. And therefore, if you have sufganim, if you have crackers that look like a sponge, and therefore they're not really considered Lechem, or dafshonim, if you have dough that was fried in oil and honey, which is not, again, lechem oini. Vaskritin, which is made out of a soft dough, and again, it's more like a cake, and therefore it's not considered lechem oini. But that's the food that you have, that's the type of matzah you have at the night of the Seder. The halacha is odem malach reisei mehen. A person can eat those different types of matzah by the Seder. Uvach yoichel kezayis matzah bachroina. The halach is that the last kezayis matzah that you eat by the Seder has to be matzah. It can't be any of these different types. But what do we see? Bachroina in. It could only be eaten as the last piece of matzah. The Rishayna loy. but we shouldn't use the regular kosher matzah at the beginning of the meal, because then I won't have this matzah at the end of the meal. And the halacha is that this is the matzah that's supposed to be eaten at the end of the meal. Therefore, if somebody only has one kezayis of matzah, of real matzah, we should eat it at the end of the meal and keep that taste in your mouth at the entire meal. But what do we see from here? That Chazal wanted that we should have the taste of matzah in our mouth for the entire meal, like Shmuel is teaching us, says the Gemara. That's not necessarily the pshat of the Braisa. But the way to learn the Braisa is as follows. Certainly, if you're going to eat the matzah, the kosher matzah, as the first kezayis, that's fantastic. Because at that point, you're still hungry, and you're eating the matzah with appetite, so that is fantastic. At the end of the meal, we need to be concerned that if I allowed you to eat all sorts of other food, there's a concern. So now when you come to eat that one kezayis of kosher matzah that you have, you may come to eat it and achil gasa when you really can't eat. And therefore, the halacha ought to be perhaps that you may not eat it at the end of the meal. Kamashmalan, the chazal were not concerned for achil gasa, and the halacha is that you can eat these other types of matzah before eating the kezayis of the kosher matzah, and we're not concerned for achil gasa. So Rishonim asked, we began this perek discussing that one may not eat Erev Pesach, because Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow you to eat on Erev Pesach, you may come not to eat the Pesach on the night of Pesach properly. And here we're allowing you to eat the kezayis matzah at the end, and we're not concerned for achil gasa. So the Rishonim say that if somebody eats a full meal by day, then at night he can't, late at the day, then he can't eat. And therefore we're concerned that he's not going to eat the matzah properly. But if somebody is in the middle of eating, even though he's eaten already, he's still able to continue eating. And that's why in our Gemara, even though the person has already eaten these other types of matzahs with which you can't be yotze the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. Still, we're not concerned that you're not going to eat this last kezayis properly. But one of the things we have learned is that we are concerned that we should eat the matzah of the afikoyman with the proper appetite, and maybe not eat too much to make sure that you eat that matzah when you want it with appetite. And in fact, the Maril brings down in his Menhagim that even though it's Yontif, and in Yontif we know there's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha, of eating delicious food on Yontif. When it comes to the Seder meal, he says there are two reasons not to make such an elaborate meal by the Seder. One is because we want you to eat the matzah that we're going to have for afikoyman with appetite. And if you're going to eat much beforehand, then you won't have the proper appetite for afikoyman. And the other point that he makes is, and we don't want that should be an achil gasa. And then he goes on to another reason is because as we learned the entire time, we're going to learn still, we want that the children should be up for afikoyman, shlo yishanu tonight, because they shouldn't fall asleep. And if we're going to have a long, elaborate meal, then of course we're going to have a problem with the children still being up. And of course, as we're going to learn in the coming sugya, there's a concern of eating the Karan Pesach, of eating the afikoyman after chatzos, and we're going to have a large, elaborate meal, then we're going to have an issue with afikoyman. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins that way. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Tov Ayin Vav Sif Hei says, Yesh Lizar Shlo Lechov Lelishtas Besuda Zuharbe, not to eat and drink too much at the Suda by the Seder, Yosh Medai more than enough, Shlo Yachla Afikoyman Bachil Gasa. We're concerned that you shouldn't eat Afikoyman when an Achil Gasa. Shem Tainu Shana Toiv Kla Lecho, that you don't have no interest in eating anymore. Sha'az ena oisa mitzvah namufcha. Then you're not doing the mitzvah properly. Sha'af shafikoyim zeich le Pesach, but Pesach nechal ha-soiva, We're learning that the Efikoimen is Zechel Karm Pesach, and we mentioned earlier in our shir that the Karm Pesach is Nechlal Soiva. So he said that pshat is that he's already full, but he still has to have some appetite. But if you eat so much at the Seder that you don't have any appetite, then you're not Yoitzu the Mitzvah, then that's not our Soiva. That's an Achila Gasa, and you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And I thought, in fact, saw that the minig of the Michas Alazar was that he barely ate at the Suda on by Seder. He just ate to be yotze the mitzvah that was supposed to eat on Yontif and went and jumped right away to the Afikoman. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Mazuter Mas Nahochi. But now we have a different version of Shmuel. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Maftir Nacha Matzah Afikoman. After we eat the matzah, since we don't have a Karm Pesach, we're allowed to eat so we're only eating matzah. Zechel Pesach, we're allowed to eat food after that matzah. Name him Sile. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the words of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, Enim Aftirin Acha Pesach Afikoyman. Clearly indicative that Acha Pesach Deloy. After eating the Karm Pesach, one may not eat anything. Aval Acha Matzah, if we're eating matzah after the Suda, but it say the Maftirin, we are allowed to eat other food. Says the Mara, that isn't the proof, as we learned earlier. Because Pshat the Mishnah may be, let me buy a Kamar. Let me buy a Lacha Matzah, certainly after eating Matzah. The Loi Nofesh Tamei, which doesn't have such a strong taste, that you're not allowed to eat. Aval Acha Pesach, after eating the Karm Pesach, which has a strong taste. A maloy, there halacha should be that you're allowed to eat different foods after the Karm Pesach. Kamashman, that even after the Karm Pesach, I'm allowed to eat different foods. But certainly the same halacha will be that you're not allowed to eat different foods, and certainly that halacha will be by matzah. Meisvei, so ask the Gemara, again quoting the brayso that we just learned, Hasufkanam Adushanabas, greet him, and a person only has one kazayas of kosher matzah. Teaches us the Braisa, Hasufkanav Adav Shonav Haskritim, Adam Malkres Mehem, you may eat, Ovach Yechel Kazayas Matzah Bachroina, as long as you eat the Kazayas Matzah of Kosher Matzah at the end. So we see Bachroina in, that should be the last Kazayas, Brishon Eloi, but you can't eat it as the first Kazayas. So we see that you may not eat anything after eating the Matzah. So as the Gemara again, this Braisa is not a proof. Because the Gemara says, Lomibayib Rishoyna, certainly eating that kazayis of kosher matzah that you have, that you eat that as the first kazayis, the ke'ochel teyavin, and therefore you're eating it with great appetite. But if we're going to allow you to eat other foods and other types of matzahs that you can't be Makai Mitzvah matzah with, we're concerned that maybe you're going to be eating that matzah in Achila Gasa, and you're not Yoitz of the Mitzvah. With an Achila Gasa, Kamashman, the Braisa says we're not worried for it. But it isn't the proof that we may not eat anything after the matzah that we eat for Afikoyman. Amar Rava. Matzah b'zmanazah, the obligation to eat matzah b'zmanazah is the Raisa. Maror, the obligation to eat maror b'zmanazah, is only the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Maror, why by maror do we say it's only b'zmanazah the Rabbanon? The Ksiv, because the Torah, when it speaks about the obligation to eat maror, says, Amatzu sumarim yechlua. So we learn from here, b'zman deka Pesach, when there's a chiv to eat the Karm Pesach, yesh maror, there's also a chiv to eat maror. B'zman deleka Pesach, in a time where we don't have the Karm Pesach, leka maror, there's no obligation to eat maror either. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining the Pasuk, so matzah nami, so say the same thing regarding the chiv of eating matzah. The Ksiv, the Pasuk mentions matzahs umroirim. So we're saying that maror travels together with Karm Pesach, and since there's no Karm Pesach, unfortunately, b'zmanazah, there's no chiv to eat maror b'zmanazah mederaisa, the same ought to be regarding matzah. Answers the Gemara, Mahatzah Mehedda Hadabaykra. The Pasuk teaches us that there's a chiv to eat matzah independent of the Karm Pesach, because the Pasuk says, Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, and it's not connected to the Karm Pesach. So even though, fortunately, we don't have a Karm Pesach, the chiv matzah still remains a chiv deraisa. Rav Acha, by Yaakov Omer, he says, Echadzeh, both the chiv eating matzah and both the chiv eating maror are only with Rabbanim B'zman Hazeh. I, he asks. Look, that's the Gemara. Haven't we just quoted the pasuk that says Be'erev Teichel Matzahs, which clearly indicates that the chiv of eating matzah b'zman hazeh is an independent chiv, which should be a chiv deraisa. Answers the Gemara, Ahi, that pasuk is not coming to teach us about the chiv of eating matzah b'zman hazeh, even though we don't have a current Pesach. That pasuk is coming to teach us, Miboilei, to teach us the Tamei, Shai v'darech v'chayka, as we learned extensively earlier in our Masechta, that if somebody was Tamei by Pesach Rishon, or he was not able to get to Yerushalayim by Pesach Rishon, that still, so they don't bring the Karm Pesach, they're going to bring the Karm Pesach Sheni, they're still obligated to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon. Since these individuals will not be eating from the Karm Pesach because of the circumstances that they find themselves in, so we would think perhaps the matzah morrow nami lo nechel, that they shouldn't have to eat matzah morrow either, kamashmalan, that they do. And the reason is that because it's a time, explains the Michas Chinuch, it was saying that matzah, Michas Chinuch's question is, it was saying that matzah and Pesach travel together, so these people are not eating from the Karm Pesach. So if they're not eating from the Karm Pesach, why do they eat matzah? Because the Michas Chinuch explains that they may be not eating the Karm Pesach, but they're living in a time where the Karm Pesach is there, not for them, but for others. But maybe in a time where there's no Karm Pesach for anyone, the halacha ought to be that the halacha is, says Rav Acha B'Yaakov, that matzah is not the raisa. For Rava, so how does Rava defend himself? Maybe that's in deep shot in the pasuk. Amlach tama v'shay v'derech l'chayka l'tzorach kra. There's no need to have a pasuk that the tama v'shay v'derech l'chayka that are not eating from the Karm Pesach and Pesach Rishon have to eat matzah. For they are no agree mi'oral. They're no worse than the oral, that the halacha is an oral, can't participate in the Karm Pesach. Or they're no different than the necher, a Jew who's a mumer, the Tanya, as the pasuk says regarding the Karm Pesach, the kol oral or yoichel boy, or to teach us, boy, in the Karm Pesach, in oichel, they don't participate. Avloichel b'matzah morer. So if they eat from the matzah morer, even though they're much more excluded from the Karm Pesach than somebody who's a tamim derech rechayka. For as we explained, the tamim derech rechayka, because of the unique circumstances, are not bringing the Karm Pesach. But they are individuals who are connected to the Karm Pesach. Whereas these people, the Aro and the Mumer, can't eat the Karm Pesach under any circumstances. And yet they have to eat matzah. So certainly, the Tamei B'derech Rechayka have to eat matzah, and the pasuk comes to teach us that matzah b'zman hazeh, where we don't have a Karm Pesach, we still eat matzah. Vidach says, how will Rav Acha B'Yaakov defend himself? Says, Namar, Ksiv Bahai, the Torah said this halacha, that it's both that the oral and the mumer have to eat matzah, and the Torah also said the halacha of a Tamei B'derech Rechayka have to eat Vitrichi, and both psukim are needed because each one of them has, as the Rashbam explains, a unique circumstance. Tamei v'derech rechayka are going to have Pesach Sheni. So since they're going to have Pesach Sheni, so that's why they'll eat matzah by Pesach Sheni. And therefore there's no reason for them to maybe eat on Pesach Rishon. Whereas an oral and a mumer are not going to have Karm Pesach, not even in a Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, an oral by Necher are excluded from Klal Yisrael. These are not people, the Tamei Derech Rechayka are not excluded, and therefore we need a pasuk for both of them. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasi the Rava, but there's a brisa that supports Rava's opinion. The pasuk says, Sheish Yom Teichel Matzis, V'yoyim HaShvi Yetzeres L'Shem Alekecha. The Torah does not say that there's an obligation to eat matzis on V'yoyim HaShvi. So we say from this, from we see from here, Mashvi Rishus, they obligate on the seventh day of Pesach, on the last day of Pesach, we're not obligated to eat matzah. So too, Af Sheshes Yomim, the 6 days before the seventh day, also are Rishus. We're not obligated to eat matzah. My Tama, why do we say this? Why are we saying that the first 6 days also there's no obligation to eat matzah? Because it says the Gemara, This is one of the derech halimut of the Torah that we learn davashay v'klal. The Torah says shivas yomim toichel matzis, that we should eat matzis all 7 days. V'yotzim in a klal, and that is 7th day was separated out. And we're learning that there is no it's chiv to eat matzah on the 7th day. Lelamed, it comes to teach us. Lo lelamed al atzma yotza. It's not only coming to teach us about what is the halacha on the 7th day. Lelamed al kalal kul yotza. It's coming to teach us that all 6 days one is not obligated to eat matzah. And as the Rashbam says, what the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we don't have to eat on the 7th day. Of course we have to eat on the 7th day. Because the 7th day, particularly, is a yontif. What the Gemara means to say is, we could fulfill our obligation to eat with other foods, or in matzah shira, we don't have to eat matzah. Yochel, af laila rishin rishus, continues the brisa. So one would perhaps suggest that even the first night of yontif, there's no chiv to eat matzah, tamloimer, and matzah samarim yachlua. That the current Pesach has to be eaten with matzah mor. So says the Braisa. So from that I would say that only when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, so there's an obligation to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach. However, in a time, maybe Minayan, how do we know that there's a chiv to eat matzah? Tamaloyma, the Torah teaches with the Erev Toich Lematzahs, Hakosav Karav Chovei, as we learned, Rava said earlier, there's an obligation to eat matzah on the night of Pesach under all circumstances. Says the Mishnah, Yoshtu Mitzoson. If you have a group of people that are eating the Karban Pesach, and in the middle of eating the Karban Pesach, they fell asleep. The halacha is Yoichlu. When they wake up, they can continue eating from the Karban Pesach. However, Kulon, if they all fell asleep, Lo Yoichlu, then they can't continue eating the Karban Pesach, because it goes back to something that we discussed at the beginning of the shir. It looks like you're eating the Karban Pesach in two different places. Because since they all fell asleep, it looks like they are Mesiach Das, and once they were Mesiach Das, the halacha is one can't eat from the Karban Pesach because it looks like two groups. So if that's the case, asked the Rishash, so why did the person who, if some of them fell asleep and some of them remained awake, why would they be allowed to continue eating? The people who fell asleep are Mesiach Das. So the Sefer or Yaakov goes back and says, Teretz, based on a Gemara that we learned earlier in our Perek, we learned a discussion that if somebody gets up in the middle of the meal, when he comes back, does he have to make a new bracha? Does he not have to make a new bracha? And when we learned that halacha, we discussed Niachsham, that if you left there, Zokna Chayla, if you left at the meal some people who are still standing at the table, they mean that they create that there's a continuation of the entire meal. And therefore here too they explain, since there's some people who remained awake, that group of people that remain awake make that the meal is continuing even for the people that fell asleep. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the halach is nesnamnu, if they dozed off, yoichlu. Near the mu, if they fell asleep, lo yochelu. So according to Rashbam, Rabbi Yossi is coming to be machmer. And he says that if they all just dozed off, the halach would be that they can't eat from the Karban Pesach. That's the pshat of the Rashbam. The Rambam, however, says that Rabbi Yossi is coming to be Mekel. And he's saying that even if the entire group fell asleep, but they only fell asleep to the degree that they are dozing, not actually sleeping, that is enough that they're not considered sleeping. And if even though it's the entire group, they can continue eating the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach lach chatzos, the Karban Pesach after eating, after chatzos, it becomes noiser, as metamas yadayim, and makes the hands tamei. Pigel, and so too is the halacha by pigel and noiser, that the halacha is that anybody eats touches those types of carbon, metamas yadayim. So says the Gemara, we just learned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi teaches us that the snamnu yechelu, We said two pshatim in understanding Rabbi Yossi's opinion. What is the definition of nisnamnu? Says the Gemara, nim amar vashi nim v'loy nir. Somebody who's sleeping but not entirely sleeping, tir v'loy tir, but he's not completely up either. Could go into karalev ani. He's in the category that if you speak to him, he'll answer. However, he won't be able to answer v'loyod aladuri svara. He won't be able to answer something very logical. However, v'chimet grele matker. If you're going to remind him something, then he will remember, and that'll be good enough. He has that level of awareness. Says the Gemara, Abaye Av Yosef Kamei de Rava. Abaye was sitting by Rava in the night of the Seder, Chaz de Kamenamnim, and he saw was that Rava was starting to doze off. Amalei Meinim Kanamimar, you're falling asleep, and there's going to be a problem of eating matzah afterwards if you fell asleep. Amalei Menumi Kamenamnim, I didn't really fall asleep. I'm just dozing, and we're gonna v'tanan nisnamnu yechelu nirdemu lo yechelu, that only if you fell asleep. So the Rambam says that it seems that the halacha is like Reb Yossi, that if you only dozed off, the halacha would be that you're allowed to eat. You would be allowed to continue eating the Karban Pesach. Moreover, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. If this halacha only applies by the Karban Pesach, or does it apply even by Afik Koibin? So the Rashbam says that from the story that we just learned from Rava and Abaya, it seems that this halacha applies even by Zman Hazeh, where there is no Karban Pesach, and we only eat matzah. That if everybody fell asleep in the middle of the Afik Koibin, they can't continue eating the Afik Koibin. When they wake up, because as we learned earlier, the matzah that we eat for Afikoyman is Zeichel Karban Pesach, and since it's Zeichel Karban Pesach, the halacha is that it has the same halacha as the Karban Pesach. And therefore, and he goes on to say, because the falling asleep separates itself from the rest of the Seder, but there are many Rishonim that disagree. So certainly, if there are people that are still up, you don't have a problem. And even if the people that aren't up, if you didn't start eating the Afikoyman, there's room to be makel. Because the Afikoyman, it's only if in the middle of the Afikoyman you fell asleep. And also, as we're learning, the Afikoyman may not necessarily have the same dinner Hilchos Pesach. But if there is a concern of people, the best thing is if there's a concern that people are going to fall asleep while whatever is happening at the Seder is happening. So what they should do is they should eat afikoyman immediately after eating the suda. And then if they're going to fall asleep, they'll fall asleep to wake up afterwards, of course, to say halal. But it would not be such a concern. Are they allowed to eat afikoyman?